You know what? I'm getting pretty sick of being told that because work ethic means you have to give up time with other people, that that's a bad thing. Do you honestly believe that people that have work ethic want to give up their time with the significant others that they intend to care for? If you think that, you're a freaking moron. If you honestly believe that, then you have no say in the subject, because obviously you never had to give anything up, including personal time or things that you care about, in order to care for someone else. How does that make sense? How do you stand there and tell other people that they don't have the right to be upset about the fact that they have to give up their personal time to make sure that other people are okay? I'm appalled by this method of thought, that despite the fact that you're willing to give up every piece of yourself to make someone else okay, you don't have a right to have a viewpoint that may contradict those of the others. I just can't wrap my head around it. I'm a person that would easily give up every bit of my time to make sure that the people around me are okay. But when the question comes in of, how come you don't spend enough time with those relationships, I get kind of upset. Because I do. I spend that time. Just not building that interpersonal relationship. It's more based on monetary gain. How do I provide enough money to make sure that we can do those things? And somehow I get chastised for that. And when I say that I need help providing that monetary supplementation, somehow I become the bad guy. I'm the person that wants to rip you away from your family, or I'm the person that wants to make your interpersonal relationships mean less because money is important? Well, you certainly don't feel that way typically when the money is provided by someone else. It's real easy to say, hey, you provide me with a great life. It's real hard to say that I work to help that in a meaningful way. Not one that's self-proposed or supports only your own point of view. I could support my own point of view and say that, you know, I make the money so I could do this. But that's not why I work. And I find it appalling that it's okay to have that double standard. Because it is a double standard. It's a, oh, it's okay that you give up all your time to make money, and that money provides a lifestyle, but that's not what I want to do. Well, guess what? It's not what I want to do either. What I do for money happens to be lucrative, but it's not anything that I ever fucking wanted to do. I'd much prefer to not have to do it. But I'm not provided that opportunity. My fucking sacrifice allows you the opportunity to say, eh, that's not what I want to do. Well, fucking congratulations for that. But that being said, to have any level of resentment for that means you're the fucking piece of shit. You're the bad guy. I mean, how the fuck does that work? How do you reconcile that? No matter what, you're the fucking bad guy. You either make enough money to make people okay or you don't. And when you do, you're not supporting their lifestyle. Even though, really, you are. There's no leg to stand on. You don't have an argument. You're not allowed to have an argument. And when you do make an argument, you're just being an asshole. You know what? Maybe I'm an asshole. Because I think my time is just as valuable as anybody else's. Maybe I'm tired of being taken advantage of. Maybe I'm sick of fucking being felt like lesser despite the fact that I give more. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe it would be nice for once for me to be able to say, that's not what I want to do. And have that be respected. It's never going to be an option for me. Because the fact of the matter is, I'm a fucking white male. We've reached a level in our society where now that is a detriment. And I'm not saying I believe in reparations, but I'm starting to understand how it feels to be denigrated just because of who you are. I've always felt it was appalling. I didn't think that anyone had any reason to be thought of as less just because. But lately I'm feeling the weight of that more than ever before. Nothing about the climate that currently exists is beneficial. Nothing about it makes us better people. How do you stand there and say that someone else is worse than you when you don't understand what the worst is? I'm just confused about the entire political environment. I'm confused about interpersonal relationships. I just don't understand how we can be so polarized and still have a lack of understanding of another person's position. Because we don't live the same life. It's part of the beauty of humanity is that we don't have the ability to say, oh, well, I've been through that, so I know. In most cases, that isn't the fact. Even if the exact same people that were involved in the event were to speak on it, they're going to have very different perspectives. It's just fallacy. Every bit of it is decisive and it's meant to rip us apart. And it's easy to fall into that. It's easy to fall into that groupthink to say that, oh, you agree with exactly what I think. You've missed the real question. And the real question is, why do you believe that? And if you ask that question, you're going to get a lot of blank answers. Because there's an immense amount of people out there that have zero idea why they think what they think. And why is the important question? So often overlooked, very rarely expanded upon. And it's sad to think that we have such intellectual propensity. There are brilliant people in this world. None of them want to speak out on the issues that matter. Maybe they have it right. Maybe it's just to hell with the rest. I'm going to figure out what I want to do and make it work. And a lot of those people do very well. And I'm starting to think that maybe that might be the way that you need to go. But what stops me every time is the fact that in order to utilize that mechanic, you have to be willing to disregard other people. And that's just not something that I'm okay with. I'm just rambling. Some random thoughts coming off the top of the dome, but maybe it's important to think. Maybe these ideas should be things worth exploring. And maybe as a society, if we would explore these ideas, we could stop some of the banter, some of the ignorant identity politics that are going on that pit people against other people. End of the day, we all have a need to provide for our families, for the people we care about. Just a need to provide. I'm personally not okay with being denigrated for the fact that I want to provide the best possible life for those that I care about. These identity politics only serve to create a larger divide. And the more divided we are, the less we're able to fight against tyranny. It's a sad state of things that we have to be so united in order to overthrow these moronic and, quite frankly, terroristic ideas. How people get sucked into this, I just don't understand. Maybe it's because they've never had to earn their own way. And I'm sure that's a significant portion of it. But maybe also it's nice to think that you wouldn't have to do or sacrifice all the time and labor that's involved to sustain a family. Maybe that's part of it. I want to have a family and just not give a shit about anybody else. And have everything given to us because I made a baby. Guess what? Making a baby isn't a skill. It's not marketable. It is an exclusive. It's not something that you're capable of that no one else is. What it generally ends up being is irresponsible. Because most of the people that do it have absolutely no means. They cannot provide food, shelter, emotional stability, nothing. They have nothing to provide. So you're left with a bunch of people that have only entitlement and believe that the rest of the world owes them something. And we're seeing a rise of that right now in a way that's astronomical and detrimental. A perfect example of it is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. To have come from an immigrant family and lived through destitution, I just can't understand how you could have these pedantic ideas. And they're not necessarily bad ideas. I agree that climate change should be addressed. It's something that is important. And on the positive end of things, I'll say she came with some solutions. As outlandish and unfeasible as they may have been, at least she had an idea. But let's root these ideas in realism instead of ideology. Ideology is easy. Well, it should be this way. Lots of things should be different ways. How do you get there? We need practical solutions. No one is providing them. Not Donald Trump. Not Alexandria. Not Kamala Harris. None of these people have an actual fucking game plan that makes sense. Something that doesn't require billions of people to pay extraordinary amounts of money for things that may or may not pan out. They're fucking pipe dreams. All of it's fucking pipe dreams. Get together a group of engineers, social scientists, people that understand the ramifications. Have them record real data and provide that to me, other than conjecture. The world could fucking end tomorrow. We don't know. No one knows. Climate change. Oh, good. It might happen in 12 years and maybe 30 years. The actual projection was 150 years. Who the fuck knows? Why does it matter? What matters is we try to stem the tide, and I agree with that portion of it, but you haven't given us a fucking game plan to do that. Cow farts, apparently, are very problematic. So everyone should be vegan? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. It would be a much more useful way to spend the $174,000 a year you make. Mrs. Bartender become congresswoman because there wasn't a better option. It's not because you're a great option. It's because there wasn't a better one. And that's a fucking sad statement of fact. If you're the best option, it doesn't matter what legislation you put out. We're fucking screwed. We're dead in the water. If you are the pinnacle of options and you don't even understand how a fucking garbage disposal works, what's wrong with you? A bartender that doesn't know how a garbage disposal works? How the fuck is that possible? You're an atrocious human being. That's what you are. You're someone who panders. And you claim to be someone who is against the pandering, fucking whatever, the bureaucratic. Give me a fucking break. You pander more than anyone I've ever seen. You like buzzwords and catchphrases so well that you're willing to say things like concentration camps. And there are millions of people that not only disagree with your perspective on what these are, but you have a coalition of people who live through the situation saying you're a fucking moron. And you won't respond. You refuse to respond. AOC, this is a flat out fucking call out. Stop copping out. Talk to those people that have a differing point of view. Actually stand on the fucking platform that you claim to fucking present. Stop being a fucking cunt. You're a cunt. You don't even have the ability to articulate the viewpoints that you claim to propose. You won't fucking stand against a single person who disagrees with your point of view, because your point of view is so fucking skewed that you have no way to actually defend your position. Nothing that you say makes sense. Nothing. You're a fucking coward. And you're an exact representation of why politics is fucking broken. You have no backbone. You have no ability to actually articulate the things you think are okay. And furthermore, the degrees that you hold should give you an upper ground. But that upper ground is completely seceded by the moronic quotes that you tend to speak out against. You don't even understand the difference between an occupation and a civil uprising, despite your degree in international relations. You have a degree in economics, but you don't understand the difference between gross domestic product and tariffs. What is a tariff? That's my question to you. It's pretty simple. What is a tariff, and how does it fundamentally affect the economic growth of a country? Answer that with any semblance of actual cognizance, and you'll gain my respect. My honest opinion is you can't do it. You don't have the ability. Because like a lot of institutions, most of your degrees were mailed in, and they were mailed in on the fact that you hold a demographic. You're a plus one for the Hispanic community, and that's it. Your intelligence is irrelevant. Your ability is irrelevant. You just happen to fit the diversity quota. Congratulations for your brown privilege. I hope you fucking hate that I said that. I hope it incites you to grow a fucking backbone. Come at me. I dare you. I bet you don't have the guts. I'm someone in nowhere middle of West Virginia, but I guarantee you, in an intellectual debate, you will fail. Astronomically fail against me. Please try. I urge you to actually stand on your platform, act like you are someone of integrity, and please come at me. You can even pick the questions. You can pick the topics. You can literally stack the deck as easily as you'd wish. And I will destroy everything that you have ever said without question. And it won't even be difficult, because you are a pandering, pedantic moron. The fact that you got elected had nothing to do with your ability, and everything to do with the fact that the other person running literally had no investment. That's the only reason you won. The coalition that, along with you and the 15 other people that they just decided to throw against the wall and see what stuck, they are lobbyists. They are the exact fucking people you speak out against. Because you have no idea what's really going on. The fact that you were a bartender tells me flat out that you had given up. That was it. I need quick cash under the table. I don't want to pay taxes. How can I do that? Be a bartender. It's pretty simple. Smile real pretty. Make drinks very strong and you'll get a lot of fucking money. And you won't pay taxes, so you're a tax dodger. How's that feel? Let me throw that shit at you. I see right through you. You're a fucking pane of glass. It doesn't even have the benefit of a fucking shield. There's not even tent. You were so fucking transparent that it is despicable. And the fact that enough people have been indoctrinated by your bullshit just appalls me. So this is an open call to arms, flat out. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, come at me. Let's set up a debate. You pick the topics. You pick the questions. You pick exactly what you need to build your platform, and I will happily take the legs out of it. I will absolutely put you on the ground where you belong, because you are nothing more than a false flag. Have fun with that shit. Please share this. Make sure it gets out enough that when she doesn't respond, it makes her look like the coward she is, because she is an appalling person. She is trying to change the nation to make it more negative, and I'm not okay with that. So I stand here as an ordinary citizen, someone who works exorbitant hours on a night shift, saying that I will stay up as long as it takes to make the nation understand that she is a fucking moron that doesn't deserve a platform. Please share this. Make it viral. Make sure it shows up on her Twitter feed. Make sure it shows up on her Facebook page. I implore you. I am calling her out. You have nowhere left to hide. Social media will find you, and I will destroy you.